do a mermaid combination. I think that those who pack cargo those two forms, but the mermaid combination is considered one unit. Oh. So therefore, look at my servos. If you have read it, you don't look at it as being what microscopic organisms are doing the abode. Look, it's a random strange. How is it relevant to me? Nay, with Kufa Akrona, take it out. This harvest of the whole of Kudosh and Pasiris has one as a motto. She is stamped with enzyme in. That's the God-made combination. It's considered one unit. Oh. So therefore, look at my servos. If you have read it, you don't look at it as being what microscopic organisms are doing the abode. Oh, it's a random strange. How is it relevant to me? Nay, with Kufa Akrona, take it out. This harvest of the old Kudosh and Pasiris has one as a motto. She is stamped with enzyme in. And it's blood in me, kind of like it, for bacteria. Have inside?
Gotta look inside, no? You gotta look for someone else. No, no, come on. You don't have? That one should look inside. Yeah.
Sweet enough, once you put.
No, 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 come along.
Once you put the keeper in, that's it, you're ready. All the enzymes are considered part of the
chemo,
even though they
don't
come off.
That's right. Well, we'll see that later. We'll see. But usually it doesn't come out. It just stays in, and it doesn't work while it's attached to the chemo. That's the traditional way of making cheese.
Shame people come in and out of the bottle. We call them Afnisim Akaida Kim, so Mora Fiyufa. They put it in the soup. The Tashi, Gadl, the Yifru, the Yerbuk, Shay's Hasu. Oh no. Over the day, שיוכלו להפן את האנזיימים הנצרוכים ובהרבה מקרים יש במורק המיוכל ההוא קרוב בשם הכל המסור את בנוס קטן ולפעמים יש במורק כל הבאק בנוס קטן על שם קטניס ובזה יש מהצורך לא לדגבי האנזיימים הנפלוטים ולבסוף מן החיידקים אם לדונם כי אסור בפסף כחלובים או כאסורים או לא
That's the shot. The shot is on these enzymes. Let me tell you how it works. They grow certain things, they grow the microorganisms somewhere in laboratories. They put them on some kind of a plant. You can't just transport them in the air. They stick it on some kind of a plant.
Culture.
So they put on something or other. Then they take the stuff and they throw it into a soup. The soup, let's say, is straight. Made from brussels or color, made from whatever it may be. The big, I've been in these productions, I've been. Big, it could be a big vat. It could be a pack of thousands of gallons. And they throw in these thousands of gallons one little thing the size of my fist and throw it in. And it's not the thing itself that you can see that does the magic. That's just what it grows on. In it, there are millions of microscopic organisms that are very powerful. They can transform. It's unbelievable. But it takes me, a guy who's spoke, how many times his weight did he lift, you know? Popeye. That's three times his weight. These little things the size of a baseball, they can take an entire vat inside of this room and transform it into something different. And it's not even the baseball. It's just those little things around the baseball. It's unbelievable. I touched Roman Man's incredible Bria in this world. Unbelievable. That's how it works. Yeah, they throw the whole thing in. Again, there's no other way to do it. They throw the whole thing in. And then it comes out a day later, cooks, trouble. Well, it used to be white, now it's black. It used to be this chemical, now it's another chemical. And then they put the other chemical and take it out, they put it into your cookies ultimately. Into your this. There's a double environment that makes your cookies taste. What's the din? How does our local look at these things? Sounds like a very fundamental concept. How does our local look at this? Says, no, you can't look at Shas, you can't look at the Mishnah, you can't look at the Gemara. There's no precedent for this. You have to figure it out based on an analogy to something else. That's the exact question. What is the analogy? Yes. Oh, you're right. The ultimate end up is the Dover Amar, but we're not discussing that. I have a different question. The end up is Tosher Betray.
What's the deal with plants? Anything here? Stuff around it?
You have laboratories where they want to have certain enzymes. Mm-hmm. And they grow it. But they can't just things are microscopic. You can't transport them. You can't move them. Like you have to say, you buy yeast. In a store, go to a store, buy yeast. What is that yeast? It's made in a laboratory. But then it has the enzymes, the microorganisms, so they can't transport it on nothing. So it's now it's it's hanging into those pieces of little power that are in your packet of yeast. It's not the mamash, it's really the thing which you can't see which does it. Okay? Here too, they do the same thing. They take, or something like that. Physics, they take that for example. They take yeast. Like the yeast you have in your, that you know what it looks like. You go to the store, you buy three, they come in three, like three packets of yeast, you buy it, you put it off, you open it up, throw it in, and it accomplishes something. So they take a packet of yeast, which is kosher. Kosher or not, you're in a lab. Can't be trained, everything's in a laboratory. They throw out the yeast, the packet of that yeast into a vat, into a pot of 55 gallons, and that thing will do work on the magic, will make it a completely different, transform it completely. Not completely transformed chemically, physically, it looks different, does different things. They'll take that thing and put it to something else, which will transform something else, which will ultimately transform something else. It ends up making your cookie. Not by your flavor, and your cookie wouldn't be the way it is. Well, that's the way that I can't explain to you why, that's the fact. That's how food technology goes nowadays. Okay? Shiloh. The yeast, when it came in, was kosher. Now the yeast is thrown into a 50-gallon vat, 50-gallon vat of tartars. The soup is straight. Okay, goes in, comes out an enzyme, in a different liquid form, and that goes to Mamet and makes it into a pretzel. I eat the pretzel or not? That's the shell, that's all I see.
The soup makes the pretzel or the...
What really makes the pretzel is the enzyme. But the enzyme has now lived and multiplied in a medium called soup. And the soup is traded. That's the way food technology
is. That's the way it works.
That's just the way it works.
You can't just throw the yeast into the other thing.
No. Yes?
Well, is this like guillotine or ulcer? Because in, say, the bottle that comes from down, the enzymes or chemical processes in the cow convert the down into the
bottle. Oh, here we go. Watch this. The yeh sherotzu lodem bezeh. Al pi hashvo umosho. Midin behemosh and ispatmo. An animal which became fat. Okay? Page the base. Mimacholos asuros. Mimacholos asuros. Page the base. Everyone have one? Oh, you had three extra ones, but I just gave them out. Sorry. Mimacholos asuros. Shedonavo aposim biyoradei. Right? Shavuos Torah's chesed. Bibublin. If you look carefully, it's in the Tzavon and Yoradei, you'll see the din as it follows. A behemosh in its spot with Macholas Asuras is mutter, only by Yisuri Hadnot Asur, and only if it's complete and unique source of sustenance is Varam Asur Vano. That's what Asur says in the Tzavon and Shach. Ah, that's your mushel. What do you have over here? You have a behemoth. What the behemoth is? The behemoth is the microorganism. It's the behemoth. What did it do? It got fat. What did it get fat on? It got fat on the soup. And it spit it out in a different form. It's boleo maplet. It swallows it up and spits it out. Ach nired ha-moshu ha-zeh u-kicheres ha-nishbor. Moshu u-kicheres ha-nishbor. It's wrong. U-kineged ha-yisod ha-nishbor v-kroh nishbor v-pesach. We must listen to social trumas of Klai HaKerem, and now the me'acha she'en ha'chaydakim nir v'ayim ki epsho l'dunam kilu hevdov et nifra lo b'nei atzvo ela k'chelet atmi shal ha'cholom v'shal ha'cholos ha'suris v'shal shemen ha'kidnis. It's an integral part, that's what grows on it, that's inseparable to the naked eye. U'me'mela im ha'chakam yaflitu ha'chaydakim enzymim nodun ha'zeh kilo acholov or acholos asuros or shemen kibnis ishtanu im ha-enzyme acholos yereshuya legari v'mahuso ha-kemis u-metano ayin v'tshuvet shemen ha-levi kele kei simon u-dvo. Do you have a shemen ha-levi? Do you have access to shemen ha-levi? Do you want to get me a shemen ha-levi? Apparently that's where the Holy Soul is found, the kids, this is so. So we don't say, but it sounds like, you know, an anti-Torah mother view. Oh, we don't disregard the science. No, we don't disregard science. We say the science is invisible, it's microscopic. And if it's microscopic, the halacha doesn't disregard. Or they could drink a cup of water. Water has thousands of microscopic creatures in there. How do you drink these balakai? Parents said, breathe in, can't breathe. So the answer, we have a right, not a right, an obligation to disregard what the microscopes pick up and analyze this halacha based on what we can see. That's the thing. Oh, we're good. I don't know nothing. So please get me somebody. Shame on Lady Zirak in the page to get me the Kale K. Simmons as well. I'd like to see if I can. Can we go to the library? Here's what it says. Comes out, bad news. It all ends on, there really going to be a major problem, unless what? Unless Nishtana. And we already discussed yesterday, it's the next page in this thing, that Nishtana only applies to what? By the Rabbonans, not by the Dorais. You have to be growing a ghost of the Cholav of the Veil of Manash, the Dorais. So here what Aaron said. Aaron said he is so brutal. I think it's the quality of yourself, I said it first. And that is as follows. That the only time this is true, Lishitas, is the whole thrust of this Maimon. That calls man, and the enzymes are part of that soup. So we treat it as things in the rice. And if a Nishtana would help. But if ultimately, this is what happens in the world of food technology, all that junk goes to the garbage at the end. What do? You get out of the enzyme in some different form, and it's some different, you set the fuse out all the junk and fill that into the garbage, that soup, we'll let the soup grow more enzymes later, whatever, however you work it. And the ultimate product that goes into making the cookie is the enzyme which is completely separated from that original trait of soup.
The enzyme
itself ultimately gets separated from the trait of soup. So now Aaron said it looks like it's like skimming the microscopic outer layer of the orchemus novella away from its original source. So once you take it away, it's like you skimmed away the white and the red of the dam and the water from the milk and the bran from the wheat and the blood from the meat. All these things that change the status. Take a look over here.
In this case, though, we're originally putting in the organism into this carcass of that. In all the other cases, the blood is already found in the...
Right, so I want to say exactly. To my mind, I'm not convinced this is more comparable to the previous Michelle McGay. You put water into bread or water into wine, where at any point that was controversial. Whether we say the water became part of the bread or the water became part of the wine. I agree with you. Of course, the question of the cop, if you resist the analogy, what are we going to do about it? How are we going to treat it? Let's first take a look over here on page Nun. Page Nun. But let me give you a background story. This is a story which Rav Shechter heard from two Gedolim, from Rav Zelig Epstein, Shalita, and from Rav Gersh Zaks. So unfortunately, it's been different since this came out. This is how the story goes. Great story. It's printed on page 910, sorry, not in front of you. Rav Lezer Telzer, founder of the Telz Yeshiva, Rav Lezer Gorg of Telz, came to a chasna by one of Rav Chaim Brisker's sons. I don't know which one. And when he came back to Telz, he told that he wanted the Yeshiva, that the Brisker Rav, Rav Chaim, knows how to learn. What happened? This is a story. There were many balabatim who cooked for the chas in their house. They're not caterers. No, balabatim cooked for the chas in the brisk. In one house, there was a tray for meat, which they put in order to give it to the cat. They had a tray for meat for the cat. By mistake, the mishareses threw the tray for meat into the pot. Now we don't know what's what. We don't know. Big pieces, small pieces, tremendous pot. We can't figure out if it's shishim or if there's no shishim. What would you say? They ask you a question. Rabbi, what are you passing? The brisk girl's getting married. What are you passing? You can eat the meat, you cannot eat the meat. It's suffered shishim. What's the cloud thought of a suffix? Suffix what? The rice of the kumra. Now, what do we guess? Oh, that's all. Very good. He's halfway to the country of Mr. Rowe. Min benino bottle barrow with a rice. Oh, min benino bottle barrow with a rice. So the only thing to ship it to the Rabbanon, the subject of Shishimesh Lahaku. That was a Pine Christian's first thing. What was the first thing for a Pine?
Or
just
move out
the lake. No, I didn't. Can't do that. So, hold on. So that's Statement number one in first place. Kol derabbanan. So the Chaim is wrong. It's wrong. Wrong? Why? The Chaim, here the Basar Treka, obviously wasn't salted. No salt meat to give to a cat. If it wasn't salt, what did it have in it? It had what? Dam. Dam is the deepest she'enom mino with the kosher meat. So the deepest shishim is what? Is what? Is the Doraisa. One second. But now slub it up. Slub it up. Are you with us? Get it there a day. Get it there.
They don't separate. They're all down.
Oh! Oh, Brisker up! Dam Shepishal. Yeah, almost. You're three quarters away. You're only halfway there. Dam Shepishal Drabanan. You did it. You don't know if you don't know. Dam Shepishal Drabanan. If you cook the blood, it's Drabanan. Look, can count that again, it's mother. Because you don't look at the Drabanan, it's something she's Jewish mother. Yeah. Dam Shepishal it says no. Listen to this bar. Here's the key bar. Dam Shepishal Drabanan comes from a kosher behemoth. But Dam is comes from a behemoth trefa. Aside from the Easter Dam, what you have, which is only the Rabban, because it's Mishlom. Hare Adam, Azeh, Osir, Umi, Doraisa, Gam, Mitoris, Yotzeh, Min Osir, Ukev, Cholav, Behemoth, Tumeyah, Vacholav, Trefa. So now, Svega, Doraisa, Lachumra. From Lazer's Pelz, it was so enthralled, so excited by this Vod, the Rabban, so far there were five, and he told his Mabidim, wow. The guy was a little bit behind this. The Bristol was a college, a different way of learning. They don't exactly get along, they have a way of learning. At least it wasn't that way in the old days. But that's not written on me. But after he came, wow, the Bristol Rose is a big guy. And Rav Shechter points out, a small little print in the parentheses, this whole Karif is a Bristol, from high Bristol back and forth and up and down, says in two lines, the three begotten. With the hardest piece of the head there, say the base of my mouth. I'll look it up and say, one line, they have to worry about the dam of the trefa because it's the ultimate answer. It sounds like it. Now we pick up the story on page 9. Yeah.
If it's true, and the meat itself, the trefa that the blood is coming from is considered heter, how can the blood that's Yosef would be considered the ultimate answer?
Oh, that's the yes. That's later. How can I be two? How can I have two things at once? He has person says that was not part of Gosa, right? So kind of the distinction between the veil and trait. Oh, complicated story. Which is not again not for now. So
a long story.
Now page 2 picks up the following. V'hoya niuli lahara b'zevalok. So Rav Shechter now the hara on the Rav Chaim says. There's a distinction between the Vela and Trefa. Chaim is marked by Trefa and not by the Vela. Maybe Rav Shechter wants to say maybe by the Vela should also be about. Okay, for now. Then he quotes me in the next paragraph, quote in the next paragraph, where I'm trying to give a distinction exactly what Aaron said. The Yesh Lachalik Maloma, look at this. The Kamola Akar HaFrodas HaKele Katzolum in Adam Shuv Ein Dino Kedam Kanal The Chen Shem HaFrid, look Aaron, it's your story. My freedom may make follow me a follow. Should I deal with the cult? Abo Kanami Eshlama. The Ain Din Adam Shebe Mark the Bossor. Ella call O Shuabdain the Huber Bossor. When the blood is in the meat, it's considered meat. Akli Aka Shepi Reshmi Menu. Vain of the Kabos of the Nilkostam. Yeshlama. The Kabo Kain. Pokami Menu. He's a Shel the Vela. Adkan me, that's what I suggested. After the Stavir Loma should be called Makom Adai Ne Osir Akoponim Kisu De Rabbona Shal De Vela. Tuvi De Ne Ne Cholo and Kami Mashal Tolo Shal De Tam. Da da da, it's also going to be Osir Rabbona. End brackets. Ach Mi Kol Makom Me Acha She Ein Yisura Oz Elam De Rabbona Shuv Hadvina Le Klola De Sofek Shishim Le Kula Again, the distinction with the Veda, that's not a concern for right now. But here's where I really said skinning the enzymes off the skin of the orchemus mevela, or spitting them out of the tray of soup in the food technology laboratory. Umemela, bifrito enzymes yeshloma, bifidibe mishabura, yeshlahatrik, yidin kol isa, the rabbonin sheishtane, the tzorah mayan obese. That was my job to save the humanity. I'm trying to save the Jewish people with this idea. But otherwise, there was major problems with enzymes. And all the Mishnana. And the Mishnabur don't make it by the Mishnana, by the Rabbonim. And here's the Mashiach of the Rice, and grew up some kind of the Rice of the Geisr. So my Kiddush was, no. Yes, and if it's the Rice, then it's invisible, so it's a part of the media. That's called Mishnana, it's attached to the media. But what's the separate, which is what happens in food technology? Then it most is the Rabbonim. What's the Rabbonim? It's the Mishnana, it's the Mishnabur. This is my contribution to the kosher food industry. Yes? How do you make the difference? How do you make that would be a mess? Yeah?
When does it separate from the rice or
well, not in that vat. That's the way to see it. It's in that big vat, the 50-gallon vat. Then it spits out to see what they have in the labs.
I don't understand how they can separate it, though.
I mean, they do it. They do centrifuge or through some other, they boil it, they get hot, they get cold. You can't imagine this. You should go on, we should have another sheer trip to a you don't force the rib anyway. They make food. That's very sophisticated technology. No, not Manischewitz. It's much more sophisticated than that. But we sell the door on that, that's right. It could happen here, maybe. It's mostly that you don't have to go to flavor companies and these kind of things where they're busy. Like all the infrastructure, where the trenches, where the main core ingredients are originally made. That's my contribution. Printed now already. It's already in my 5 years. I still think it's right. And otherwise, if not for this, I'm not even going to eat anything. Yeah?
Why is it the Rabbanah?
It's the Rabbanah because now it's been separated from its original source. The same thing if you have, you take the water away from the milk, separate it out. So the lab is covered milk anymore with the rice on the rabbana. It's the plasma of the blood, the white part of the blood. What? No, rabbana asked. So rabbana asked. Was that the rice? So here too, you have it, it's cooking in the veil soup, and it has enzymes to throw in. So when you throw the enzymes into the veil, we treat the enzymes as part of the veil, because the enzymes are microscopic. You can't treat it separately like a behemoth should have spat. That's most of the carrots on Ishba. But then when you separate it out from the soup, now all of a sudden I say, wait a minute, a different status. It's most the Rabbana, and therefore it's the Shtar, it should be mutter. Yes?
What are the Shtar? Would you say the enzymes are taken out and then used enzymes again to make it in the process?
Could go on a whole series of steps, possibly.
Well, I thought you'd have a tray of soup A, and they put the enzymes in, the enzymes convert the soup A into soup B, and leave the B.
No, but that would be a problem. Then I use B. B is then further reduced and transformed and separated out. Now you had a different product, which is not the original beef.
So the one is used in the food, the enzyme or the beef?
Not
or
the beef. Only the derivative, but not the mush of the beef has not found its way.
So once it's beef, even though it's still trade, but since you separate from it, what is that?
Beef remains trade, but whatever beef spits out, whatever I mean, it separates out from certain products which are, don't have
so
the right. That's the rabbon, and it's the shtana. Yes.
First of all, with the blood.
Nope.
If I separate the blood again, and it's going to be white part, water part, and then this is your 100%.
Yeah.
And now with the effect part, with the enzyme, so
based upon like the blood and will can be separated out from things based on their runs. So when does this enzyme reach a stop? Let's say I have this mold in a lard or something, and the enzyme is growing lard and then separating from that. You're saying it's a shot at it's not lard anymore? I'm a little lost. What are you saying it's a shot?
No. After all this, I'm going to call my code. They have this, you call the yeast, they have some other thing growing on a plant. They throw it into a big pot, drink stuff. Yeah, for lard. Lard's a little too thick, but okay. For lard, I don't care. And then it this enzyme, whatever they threw in, microorganism transforms this into a different liquid. It used to be blue, now it's white. It used to be green, and now it's purple. It used to be thick, now it's thin. It used to be thin, now it's thick. It changes it completely.
In the back.
In the back.
Right.
That's still trade.
Okay.
Now that trade in the rice.
Okay.
Now, if you use that actual stuff and put it to your cookie to make it rise or make it flavor or make it whatever, maybe you have a serious problem. Even if it would be the shtana in its final form, but by the rice you don't rely on the shtana, which is what it says. However, what's done in fact is they don't want to serve this law to their customers. No way. The law is only there in order to enable the microorganism to work on the law and be transformed into something else. And then something else comes out of that tank, the material. And that material is then either centrifuged or boiled out or whatever it may be. Then the original law stays in the tank. It was pumped back into the tank and stays there forever. None of it goes to the ultimate food product. And therefore the enzymes are doing their thing in a different medium. And therefore, it's separated out from the original source of Isser. It's like you separate the watery part of the blood of the milk, and so that there are bottom. And then if it's the shtana, I'm not sure exactly what point is the shtana, I don't know if it makes a difference, then it should be the part of the Isser, there are bottom, should the shtana look like. That's what I thought. Yeah?
So this trace suit that has this lard, it has 10 Isser things in it. And then you put an enzyme in it, the enzyme does something together, five things in this final product. It converts all of the traces into these five new things. Is that itself has some history? Because you can take each of the five parts out, put them in five separate vats, and then what
they're all us.
Why would they all be us?
Because they all have the amount of lard. But the enzyme.
If the enzyme converted them into 10 different things.
Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't matter. Yes?
So did you do this process?
Oh, the Hathilim. That's a good question. That is discussed by Rav Schechter on page, if you don't have, on page Samach Aleph to Samach Gimel. We're not up to that yet. We're not going to get up to that. It's a different issue. Maybe about this in the Chathila, etc. You can't get involved in that. Long story. That's a question. The Apam, we'll talk about it tomorrow at the end. But I'm not going to zero up that. That's an inside issue. I want to see footnote 7. Which we already spoke about Baal-Peh. And then if you have a little time, maybe we'll look a little bit in footnote 8 and 9, a little bit. I don't know if we'll have enough time. Let's go quickly. Footnote 7 we spoke about already. Let's see, I'll show you inside. Ayin Achiezer, the Bevalim Asheroi Lachamim Tolises Acheres Mahani Gabbashani Surim Lachol Lachol Likrov Kibobis or the Chomets Kibobis or the Chomets to the Rizal Poshim. So start the Shroom of the Tevel Lopaki Surim Hinei Apal Pishin and Royal Achilles Kelev. Ubakar Chok Tzarek Lo, Mabishu de Royal Achilles Kelevisa. Kapanish, Kapanzak. Fine. Next paragraph. I wish to have an Osu test in Akshavet. The Akshavet in Tarubis. What it means are Chaim Oizes said, I read it to you in Tzarek Shir. It's not considered Akshavet in Tarubis. And Avaran Kotler disagrees. Did you? Yeah! It fell by mistake. Is the Isa mean the bundle that the winter does come in the other? Rosh Kirkel Shah. Be comical. May I show who? Oflo. The Matzav Hazeh. It's an inedible state. Lam Rose Pasha and Roy Lapilo. Hare who Mara Gandasho. Shall the Gabi Dite Hamakal Hazeh Lo Nipsal Lapilo. The Akkar Balkane Asru Vidirabana. So the Gabi Day Koshim Ilu Adayan Royal Akila. That's quite an option, right? What do you mean it's Nifsal? I consider it by my action. I've never said it. For me, it's called the food. Abba Bahoya Ha Makal Ain a Royal Akila Lisman Ma. The came Yisrael Mechilas Kelep. Viachas Manoch Bachliel Shugro Lachila. Ayade Mashah Irvu Lesof Ol Dvorim Acherim. Virak Oz Anu Boim Laochlo. In its fixed up state. Hare Ein Achila Seinu Dahashna Mar.
They
they get the adika, the nourishment from the large, the 50-gallon bath. That's what happens. And they get spit out, and then they can do their magic better. I mean, that's the way of Sukhatilla. He's spelled out a little more what happened over here. But what if they put into the soup, not in order to make it stronger, more powerful, more numerous, more able to do their chemical work, but rather what? Elevatela Hakrisha. What does Hakrisha mean? To solidify them. Nearer the Bechia Gavna, it's a Machlokos Rashi, it tells whether you have Hefter, Mu'a, Tisara, Be'isim, or Rubo, whether the Hefter becomes awesome or not. A different verse. It's a different kind of a thing. Keep that in mind. I think it may be somewhat relevant. Now, I have to skip that. I'm going to do 9. That's even more important. Very important. It's one of the big scandals that has something to do with this. Yesh maka mechalik above a level over. Look at the footnote 9. Tahayin adapta betzir don yayin shal yisur shal yishtan ala chomets. Shal lechol liter yayin yin liter chomets. We'll talk about what mishtan means. A liter of wine in, a liter of vinegar out. Called bezut yayin yin bezut chomets. Oh, I feel that Seer shall chai dakim ha gen lu machim u barachim tov barach viyuch ha-shir v'tarosh ha-chalas ha-sur as we just discussed shem miktas me ha-morok harin is chaser v'nivla al-tok ha-bacteria shem ha-fnitin kama enzyme v'yesh lodan africhi ha-gav me v'lo med al-kol kol miktas me ha-norok ha-osur v'achila ishtan ala enzyme v'oya din ha-enzyme toli b'zeh im ha-ya kachinu gobur. The Bisa Kadri Dorais and the Rabbanon, the Kol Kamar. The Bahalachas Tomid the Kols and the Ahen Alpima Shadir La Ayin. Ayin was special to read for what's filled in, Mara Damanida, Bisa Samoa. The Ein Achaidakim Nirim Kidvorim Ahom the Bifne Atzim Besom Amora. El Kedomar Anira Ilu Yayin Ishtana La Chomet. Ukil Amora Ishtana La Enzon. That's what looks to the naked eye. Abba. See your shop. Fungi, how do you pronounce it? Fungi? How do you pronounce it? Fungi. Fungi? I know what it says here. How about it's the biologist? When I was a kid, they should say there's a fungus among us. But I don't know if that's the right thing.
It's worse fungus.
Fungi? No. Let's not spend too much time on this. How the Seerish are fungi, it's how it's written over here. Gidelim al-gabim prusas lechem, this happens. We're not the suffer about that. You have things which grow on bread. The fungi, the enzymes, they grow on the bread. U'makrim v'makrim kol kam atche hushnu rufnei kol alechem. Ve'ein ondir el-ein v'ayin klal shenetza alechem mitzas. V'hakak ma'frichim osa nagabi alechem otok molasses. They, like I said, they skin off the enzyme on top of the bread, and they pour in the molasses. V'shol ha'im ha'pishtim es ha'enzyme v'shalem v'shezorem v'shiyahapet v'yishtan ha'molasses of citric acid. Everyone knows what that is? Citric acid? V'chi ha'gav ne'yishmok ha'loma sh'lolot v'nesnek ha'lechem sh'nishtan ha'lefanja sh'noma sh'chi ha'gav ne'osur. Baby Surya Khila, baby Surya Hado. Elam Spey, Nira, the Kagabne, Shatuno, the Behemon, Shedispatna, Koyamera, being Surya. We go back to the original Moshe, which was originally Kacharis and Nishbar. It came out of retirement. The Kaimel, the Dina, Ayin Shak, Yerodea, Simon Sano, like a Shuba, Shoba, your days. The Chalak, the Surya Khila, Surya Hado. That was the Spatna, Koyamera, being Surya Hado. Who's asking the also behemoth? Should you open an array of such a man that starts by keeping the Syria? No. After the other talks, you know, she does shame on the Dunal Kaidak Kal behemoths, we just got to say that the Moshe of the Terrace and Ishvar, the Kromoko, the Din Zed and his Fatma, Hare Ena Dava Kaladaka, the Yosa, typo, the Yosa behemoth. No. El Hare Zed, the Din Yeshvach, eights in the past. In Ishtamish Ba'atze Yisuriya No, Ba'me'ema Ba'chaydak and Lo'gri Me'apas Shenefa Me'chom Atze Yisuriya No, but the status of has a different status completely. So therefore, maybe we should say that what? We don't say it's less than Shinishtan al Kanja. It's also completely. We say no. We consider the Behema Shinishtan al Kanja be Surin. What does that mean? There's an independent layer on the outside which was nourished all of its existence by what? By the piece of bread. So then, if you separate it out, you're not free of it. Right? So then what should we say? You're not free of it, go to the molasses, and the molasses makes what? Citric acid. So then what happens? We say he was, perhaps with manna from Isuri Hanov.
What was Asur Hanov? Maybe it was not piece of it.
Also about Achille, he said.
No, I'm saying the fungi that grew the bread, it wasn't Pesach, it was Asher Banana.
Could be, but I want to show one more thing before we start. Brackets. El Shkadesh Mokum Lo Chalek Velomach. The whole that's been in that part for offer for these artists here and no kind of doubt about Buka Connector. We saw that in Mom Sofi. Oh, Al Gabi and Gekolim Lo Chashos. That's in Mom Sofi, Lam Zayin Amin Aleph. Where distinction is made, and we didn't go into this, the last line of Lam Zayin Amin Aleph, that distinguishes Gecholim Omamos and Gecholim Lochashos. What does that mean? To Rashi explain the last two lines of Kabbalah. Omamos, Kabuyos, Shvah, Lochashos is whispering, inspiring. What's the difference? Gecholim Rabbah Mesuri Hanoh Ikari Ashi for Yev Shalomah Shunen Akudah Bakifim Neachetzu Tisur. That's a story I told you. My story on the Ran of Azara. The Ishtar into the pass doesn't apply to a Tapshu, but it goes directly to the water. It's a similar idea expressed over here. But the Namish on the Kamasa, Shafanja should go to Kodimeh Magameh, let the Namish go to him to pass on him, the Vatsi Shiredo, the Mutakinegda. And Ainan al Okamos in a Fanja group. Ela Shehe Mapti, the Tarubi Sateris, Enzyme, I should go on the Shtam Shabbatonas, he's a Muslim, Akir, but also Bakhilas, also a Muslim, or is it called that from male leather? The Mubarak of Homer, the Kolom Homos, the Kudabar no. I am Akhur of Akhmir, and the Kolom, that's only on Pesach, that's not the Mubashu, not before Pesach. So the kids, he wants to perhaps say it's a little bit indirect, but it might be permissible, given this a new analogy to the Hamish and his father with my father's Asur. He's willing to accept this, this is a separate layer. And I have a question that when I ask, can I rent show up? What about rent? Try rent it. Rent is something which accumulates on the surface of the what? Of the or canvas levee. And we skim it off, blow it off. Let's distinguish between a natural thing, which is maybe not so natural. What? The red? Well, no, red itself is not visible. The lining, or the what's the word you just said? The stuff of lining? Epithelial lining, which has its retina, that's visible. The retina is microorganism, that's not visible at all. So I was wondering, this impact on the description of the situation of the retina. These are some of the highlights of this beautiful Bartora about enzymes, which is what they call a pioneering trailblazing article, but no one else wrote too much about it. Except for the shame and the lady, someone can find me that, and I can see it inside tomorrow. And tomorrow we're going to finish up all the loose ends, and we may have to look about the parasha, about the Shemitah, and try to do everything else at the same time. Now that
was it.
Yesterday we spoke about the topic of Davar HaMamet, Afilu Be'elef Lo Botel. Now where is that expression found? Davar HaMamet, Afilu Be'elef Lo Botel. Where is it? It's not found anywhere in Shas. It's not a Mishnah, it's not a Brisa, it's not a Gemara. As a matter of fact, we pointed out that the Marashal passed the halacha that Davar HaMavet is batel. It is batel. And I realized that, remember we were learning the Ad Yehuda yesterday, and he said it's a Mishnah that way. I don't know what Mishnah he meant. So he meant the Mishnah in Masechta Chulin, which talks about the Mishnah Kufta Zayin Masechta Chulin, Hamamid.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hamamid Behor Shal Keva Kshera Im Yesh Benos and Tam Hare Zu Asura. Okay, so here's the where the Mishnah says Tam, it's only Asa Benos and Tam. Benos and Tam. Mishnah. Of course, we're talking about over here Or Shal Keva Kshera. Which the began Kevas Ovi Kachavim Mishal Nevela Arezu Asura. And then the Mishnah said, I'm Amid Or Shal Keva. A minute. Kuk Kshera is Nimchak. Pasha Pshar, that's how the Bach says. I'm Amid Or Shal Keva. Im Yesh Benosan Tam Arezu Asura. So the implication of the Stam Mishnah, just to read the Mishnah Kipshuto, it means that there's no din of Davar HaMavet. No such din. Kevas over Kachov Mishal Nevela Rezu Asura. HaMavet Bi'or Shal Keva Im Yesh Benosim Tam HaRezu Asura. There's a whole Gemara about it. The Gemara goes into intricacies. The Gemara talks about the Maos Gavinas Ovik Achavim Neshem Amidin Osa Ba'or Kevas Nevela. Or Keva Gufa Sharia. Between Keva and Or Keva. Talking over here about the Moses Kan Kodem Chazora Kan Liacha Chazora. More backed out in the Sechta Avodah Zarah than in the Mishnah over there. He asked, Neyma Asrug Vina Sakam, it's the Mishnah of Chav Tessam and Vegas. He said, Neshu Amin also the Kevas Nevela. Kevas Nevela. And he asked a bunch of kashas. And then he backed out. Alma Chosu of the Kevas Nevela. It's only Peresh Bi Alma. It's only also the Avodah Zarah. Even everything is also. So Mishnah saying is also Nishri is called him Chazara, and therefore it's also the Chiyitma, the Shmuel, the Or Keva, the also Or Keva Sharia, Le'acha Chazara. Kol Ponim, the Mishnah he's referring to is this Mishnah. The Mishnah was also in the Koma. So the Lashon stayed the same. But the Stam, when he referred to a Stam Mishnah, I didn't know what Mishnah he meant. This is what he meant. He meant this Mishnah. The Yad Yehuda, that's what Tom Yassin said, he quoted a Mishnah. I don't know what Mishnah he meant. What he means this Mishnah. You have to look on the sugya in the bottom of Kuf Tes Anim Beis. It's a little bit complicated. I'll call upon him. Let's review again. The expression Davar HaMavet, I feel the level of Avodah, is not found anywhere in the Mishnah. It's not found in the Gemara. It's found in the Ramah. The Ramah says in Siman Pei Zayin, if you're an Aleph, Mishim the Dover also Vatsam Umamid, I feel a bella flobot. That's what the Ramah quotes the name of the Rashbo and the Ran. And the Yad Yehuda says, although the Machab Ramah say so, he says, Ro Chach Me Ashkenaz, She'onu Nigrorim Achareim. We have a meaning of following Chach Me Ashkenaz. Chach Me Ashkenaz, most of them deny the concept of Mamid, he claims. And even if it exists, he goes into many intricacies, which we started talking about a little bit yesterday. The distinction between Yisuri Achila and Yisuri Hano as a possibility. The Yisur HaNah is worse. A distinction between Sa'ar and Keva. That Sa'ar is worse. We spoke about, I don't go into all those details again. Here's a whole, he concocted an entire theory with different gradations within the Dover HaMavet, even assuming it does exist. And this enabled him to be matir in a situation where the Keva was removed completely. Even though the Sa'ar is removed completely, it remains us. That was the kasha we had yesterday in the Shia. By making these fine gradations, well, the difference between if it's Keva on one hand, it's not such a big maimon, because the color was edible without it. And the Sa'ar is a bigger maimon. And HaNoah is greater than Yisden Achila. With going through all these fine points, he's able to salvage that perspective, that point of view. But again, we thought that Pashup Shah was not that way. That it should have been us, even if it's removed completely, as per the Gemara Beferish and Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Again, assuming once again that all the levels of Maimon are the same. But I keep telling you this, you see, it's very hard to pin it down because there's no Gemaras. I said, where's the Gemara at Davar Maimon Lobotel? There's no such Gemara. There's one Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Hei Amud Aleph at the top, it talks about Kevin the Ukim Ki'ilu Be'enei. It's referring to Avodah Zarah. That's what the Rabbi in the Times said, it's only by Avodah Zarah, it's Yisur HaNoah Chomer. Wouldn't apply to the Yisur. The Gvina, we pass to Mishem Nikur, Rabbi in the Times says. Yuli of the Nachash, not because of the Mahamad or Keres Neveil. So there are different considerations over here. Yes, sir?
Can you make a derivation because it's like no seeing the Ham, sort of like? Because even though it's not physically union, it takes this giving it a new status.
Exactly. That's why the standard psak is, we can't argue with the psak. It's not having a mo. A dover, a mahar, a filo, bela, flo, batel. Not arguing.
I'm saying, you're saying that supposedly from the Gemara and from the Torah, there's no argument for this. Like, where
this
the
Yadu
is claiming, so where did, like,
Mahavir
get it from?
Well, there is an Arsh, should say an Arsh. It's often a Gemara. The Gemara says, came with the Okumi Kamokim, so then it's considered Be'ein Edom. We discussed it a few times already. Right. That's a Gemara. So Rabbi Natam, in effect, says that Gemara is limited to Avodah Zarah. So even though we don't accept that, Allah, we apply it to other things as well, aside from Avodah Zarah. But it's somewhat limited. We don't accept the just, carte blanche, a complete din of Zavar HaMayim. And don't forget, Rav Osai, the Lashon command the Isa Be'enei, and the Melchabah's Lashon, also the Kolshu, all does point to the Adihudist theory. It's not that the whole thing becomes a shtickle to Tarfus, the way we like to say it. It's Yotzim and us, like a Kovat Shirim. No, the Pashra is also the Kolshu. There's only a Kolshu there, but that Kolshu remains us. It also has to assume that the guy's mom in Be'or Kevus Nevela, that there isn't a Kolshu left, which we questioned the Metzias of yesterday. But if you read the Mechavas Kipshuta, there is a kol shul left. If you pull the entire thing out, there's not even a kol shul left. It should come out that it's mutter. I don't deny it. But this means that we have to they make different gradations. That Sa'ar is one din and Keva is another din. Even though the post can learn one from the other. For example, the Ramovia says, Adafka shalohoya shamam and acher. Where's the source for that? We know what the source for that is. Our Gemara Pesachim. The guys look at Pesachim. Zev is a Gemara. But the Gemara Pesachim talk about Sa'ar. And Sa'ar is one kind of din. And we're now talking about Keva. We're saying Keva is a different kind of a din. Once it's a different kind of din, although they have to share some common thread, then the comparison is a little bit weakened. But Alpha Pekin, that's the opinion which the Yehuda sets forth. And the Maisa, that's what we accept, even though we have some reservations about it. Okay. This is the Inyan of Dover HaMamon. Yeah. And if you remove all the yis, it's going to be mut. No. By Dover HaMamon, no. I think so. You remove it completely. That's the idea. What it says. You remove it completely, it's going to be het the gamma. That's a big. That's the next question that bothered us. So that when the Yadiyuda was defending his position, but by Keva, you pull the Keva out. No one leaves the skin of the stomach in the cheese. You pull it out, it still remains awesome. So Menei Obey. So he said, you must say, it's Nitzer Mashu, Omi Gufa, Omi Taimu. So on Gufa, I beg to question the facts. You have Or Kosher, not Kosher, Eitz. If it's Miyash, Menasa, Eitz, that's a different story. It's Eitz Biyam. But there's a lot of Yavish which is not case. It's not case, not so dry, but still. But it's hard enough. No flakes are going to come off. So gufo lanias daiti is very problematic. Taimo. So that's a question. What does it mean taimo? There is no nesinas time. There is no time. It's dry. There's no time at all. It's the whole bar. There's no, not this time which is bottle of shishin. Pashtun, if you put this piece of skin in water, in milk, and the milk is only 50 times the volume of the skin, there'll still be no time of pashtus. The pashtus, however, it's koach is not the time. It's koach is the hamada process. So he insists, no, maybe there's some time left. Again, he's a metzias, which we are hard to argue with. But you know, what can I do? There's no other way out of this. I understand that, but the question is, the Mishnah is talking about keva. We're talking about or. You're right. So apparently, an or keva kagav time. Okay, so no one gives time. So now what? What's it if it gives time? But it's time. It gives time. It's bottle of elef. We're not saying it's benos and time. So it's a bottle of elef. So they say, what to say? But that little time, which is bottle of elef, is not bottle. Why? Because the time is a davar hamamid. So it's a chiddush. We know davar hamamid, a kilo of elef, low bottle applies to a chefza, to an object. And now we're suggesting it applies even to what we could call a plata, a time which comes out of something. That's a chiddush. That's not so simple that we should say such a thing. But that's what he says. He's sort of forced to say that because he himself says, "Begufo over time." Because I guess he realizes the idea that the gufo is an unlikely scenario. So he threw in the time as well. Now, what's your question, though? You had a question.
No, about the time. You said according to the Yadud, as long as you remove it, then it's good. So he says, what about the time?
Right, so the question is going to be, you'll have to, whenever we talk about removing something, it means removing it completely, and it leaves no tam. And it leaves...
What is the tam ramah to do, though? All that's there really is like sort of a catalyst to make it rise, or it's a given substance.
Right.
It's not, I guess we assume that it doesn't perform tam, but I guess the question is, it does perform
tam. The question, of course, will be, so when can you ever remove these molecules of quote time. It's not real time, it's less bottle of elef. But there's some plate that is always plate. So what did you've destroyed the heter completely. So if I remove the entire davar ha'aser completely, then it's mutzer. How are you going to ever do that? If you worry about a plate, though, there's always going to be some kind of a plate. So when the Yad Yehuda, and he has a perish ha'aruch and the perish ha'katzer. So the perish ha'katzer, he writes as follows. Can tzrichim al kalponim in order to aser sheim urba al kalponim mashu biguf adaver o mitaimo abul hechi de ein bo shum mashu klal hagam de mamel ede zeh loich baslan klal v'yafi suri hano hagam de mikom gom choshev ha'amoda hano mikom gom eno kimo pas ha'nefer bat ze'akom v'begat ha'nerg bat ze'akom hagam de eno miguf adaver klum osu v'kan kevin de hoi royal v'tchila Achshum hashbicho lasos ha'givino. You know, mashu to come in. Below the eino was. And therefore, what's halacha lemaisa? Look what he says lemaisa. Well, give me a case where there's nothing looks thin. Look at the case he gives. For we times that muta lechol ha'melach. Hagami ma'midin also bedam. Keva de'ein mashu me'adam nishar. Ayin v'oruch. What does that mean? What that means is, you have blood. And the blood gets mixed into salt. And somehow, the blood is removed completely. And there'll be no din of davar ha'mayim.
Is the blood being removed completely or sinking with it inside since the salt makes it disappear?
Well, I want to see if I can find it. Yeah. Oh, if one minute, please. Ba'chazen nirelim in yimelach shemamidin also bedam. Which is what the words mean. Dimiyev shalatakno bil'odo osu lechal ha'melach ach mutal litno betavshil. Yedam ein bo shum charifus. The name of Shavikinos in time. Rak the school also ba'atzmo kenu she iskabelas atzmo chelko. This is a type of chelak hamelach. Melach lo nisha af mashu k'mashu the betosis. The nisra v'kola. Apparently the salt somehow destroys the dam. V'alkena gam mashu lo nisha. This Gemara compares it to a case of even mashu lo nisha. Achashin is yabesh. And the dam is mam in the soul. Then you put the dam into the fire. Oh no, he went out of fire, and then the dam just completely, the soul eats up the blood. Or the fire with the soul eats up the blood. So although the blood did a job of being mam in the soul, but still the soul can be used. Why? Never amount of love. But no. Every last thing is gone. There's nothing left. No goof and no tam. Nothing. Burns up. He burned up completely, that's when he's mastered. Okay, that's the case. So I'm saying, I was wondering about that, because after all, the Gemara is the opposite. When it comes to the case of Sa'or, the Sa'or is removed completely, the Gemara suggests. So it has to be made a distinction that the Sa'or is doing more than the average Mamed. It's also a Chiddush B'chlal that we consider to be a Mamed when you have granite and salt brought together to a block. And it's just a technical thing. I mean, you took a compressor or something. You do the same. Unless you can do it with force. Because the other case that we discussed is creating something new, chemical change in effect. You just lock it together. Okay, but they can say, A, it's a form they consider to be a mom, and B, it's a cooler that the blood goes down.